Okay, AB3WG, good evening everyone. Chris Van Winkle. This is the monthly Section EchoLink conference coming up here shortly. We'll give it a couple more minutes. And we've got some folks checking in. I'm still making lists of check-ins and repeaters and that kind of stuff. So let's stand by for a little while, like another 2 or 3 minutes, please. And then we'll get started. All right, all stations stand by, AB3WG. Okay, good evening, everyone. We're going to wait. I guess we'll wait one more minute. We have such a short list tonight. Well, let's give them one more minute, and then we'll get started here on the monthly section-wide EchoLink net right here on WASH_DC. Let's give one more minute, and then we'll get started. AB3WG, stand by. Okay, good evening everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris Van Winkle. I am your MDC section manager, and welcome to the February edition of the monthly MDC section-wide EchoLink net right here on WASH_DC Conference Bridge. We thank John Creel for allowing us to use this system each month, and I believe John should be on. John, if you're on, give us some comments, please. Welcome and thank you. Okay, we'll try to get some words from John just a bit later. All right, so a couple of things I want to go over, and we have some section staff to get to, and then we'll go to regular check-ins. So again, welcome to the monthly section EchoLink net. And as always, we thank John Creel for letting us use the system. So I have two, actually, let me start with this. The section news went out literally minutes ago. I apologize for getting that out late. I was trying to wait for one last report to come in, and when that didn't materialize, I wanted to go ahead and get what we had out to everyone. So the section news is out, and there's some good information in there, as always. I'm going to touch on a few points here real quick, and then we'll get to our check-ins. So two staff changes, two things I'm really excited about. Number one, Sid Caesar, NH7C, has been appointed Assistant Section Manager. And Sid has been working in the MDC section as the Public Information Coordinator and expressed an interest in helping out further. So we went ahead and appointed him to the Assistant Section Manager position. I'm really excited about working with Sid. He's been doing a great job for us thus far as a PIC, and really looking forward to having Sid help me out in all the stuff that's going on in the section, and there's a lot of it. Break. Okay, then the other announcement, the other section staff announcement I have is one of our newly appointed ECs in Harford County, Stephen Fuchs, Kilo 2 Echo Juliet. I've appointed him as the affiliated club coordinator. I've been working with Steve not very long. He's, as I said, newly appointed EC out in Harford County, and a great group out there. Steve's done a lot of work as ACC in New York on Long Island. And so we've got good experience with that, and I was really happy to get him appointed to the affiliated club coordinator position. That's a real high visibility position, and I think he's going to do a great job, as will Sid, as a section assistant section manager. So Sid and Steven, I don't see either of them on the call tonight, but I know they're busy, as most of us are, and really looking forward to having them work with us. Break. Okay, and then one last thing I wanted to mention, and I know we've got our Atlantic Division Vice Director, KV3MXM, Marty, here, so I'll let him speak just shortly, and I'll try not to step on his toes. I don't think I will, mentioning this one item. So the league had their first board meeting just recently, and what I wanted to go over just how to get the minutes. I highly encourage everyone to get the minutes from these meetings that the league puts out. You can do that very simply by going into your – just log into the website, ARRL.org, and click on your profile, and then in the opt-in out section, you can choose which publications you want to get from the league, and the board meeting minutes is one of those publications. It's extremely interesting if you read through that. The material is a bit dry the way it's put out, I'll grant you that, but it's fascinating to see what the folks up at headquarters are working on and what they're voting on and the proposals that come up. So I really look forward to getting these meeting minutes, and I highly recommend you do the same. There's a lot of great work being done, and some surprises in there. They're probably doing a lot of things that you wouldn't expect them to be voting on and thinking about and talking about for us here in the division and the country. So great stuff coming out of the ARRL board meeting. Okay, stand by. Let's take a break, and then we're going to get to KB3MXM. Stand by. Okay, very good. We've got a few new folks checking in since I started the meeting off here. So let's go directly to KB3MXM, Marty. Marty Pittenger, our Atlantic Division Vice Director, who was present at the recent board meeting. KB3MXM, Marty, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Your comments for the net tonight, please.
Well, thank you, Chris. Quick sound check. You hear me okay?
Affirmative. Please proceed.
All right. Thank you, everybody. My name is Marty, KB3MXM. Thank you very much for allowing me to join you this evening, and a great hospitality here always on the Maryland Section Echolink Net. Thank you, Chris. Doing a fantastic job, and his staff continues to grow, and that's great. Let me cover a few things here. I'm going to make a few breaks while I do this, so I'd like you first to find a piece of paper and a pencil, because I'm going to give you some things that are very short to copy down, but you need to have those as your homework assignments for tonight. Break. All right, Chris talked about the board meeting. Yes, it was held on January, the middle of January, in Connecticut, with the directors, all 15. Well, some were vice directors were not present, but 15 directors were there. It was a very busy agenda. As Chris mentioned, I would recommend you not only to have the minutes, but also the agenda is also available on the league website, Break. Well, I want to say, I want to give you this. Motion 46, many of you heard about it, and many of you responded. Our division director, Bob Familio, was instrumental. K3RF was instrumental in getting the word out. Also, November 5, AUS, John Stratton out of Texas and West Gulf Coast was also instrumental in getting the word out, and boy, did it make a difference. Your responses, your concerns, what you posted in social media, what you were collaborating on was very, very important. The motion was not brought to the floor, so it wasn't heard or mentioned or voted on. So they've put that on the back burner until the board of directors meeting coming up in midsummer. So you're going to see more on that. I want you to try to keep track of what's going on, and we're going to turn to you once again, our constituents, and send a strong signal and our voices to the headquarters that the ARL is a member organization, a member organization. You can find information about this, and I plan to post more on the Atlantic Division website. Here's your first homework assignment. The URL is A, Alpha, T, Tango, L, Lima, D, David, I, India, V, Victor.org, Atlantic Division website. Break. This website also has on it the links to the minutes and the agenda. So if you're looking for an easy place to find it, you can find it there. All right, for the second item is going to be the recent legislative activities that are happening with the legislative committee. And I'm going to give you some homework assignments here. There's two numbers I like you to copy down, and they are the letter S, Sierra, and the number 3690, that's S3690, and HR, Hotel Romeo 4006. These are the Amateur Radio Preparedness Act. These bills are currently being reviewed in Congress. We have quite a few co-sponsors, senators that are helping us push this through. So I encourage you to look those up. Break. Yes, the dues went up. Indeed they did. And the board elected not to make any changes, some minor changes actually, but otherwise no changes to that increase and also no changes to any compensation for the QSP. All of that detail is in the minutes. I encourage you to read that. Also, I know many of you might be planning for Field Day this year. Field Day, yes, it's right around the corner. And I encourage you to invite me as well as your Atlantic Division representatives to your Field Day. Of course, being Atlantic Division, you won't see me at midnight. I kind of missed that. I didn't do it last year. I plan to try to do it this year. Of course, I got a little bit more area to cover, so I'm going to try to go straight up the middle of the Atlantic Division, starting in Baltimore and ending up in Rochester, New York. It's going to be quite the trip, so I'm looking forward to that. All right, I think I've covered everything. I'll take a break here. Chris, could I get a moment, and could you ask for any questions I might be able to answer? Back to you, KB3MXM.
Okay, very good. Stand by, and we'll open the floor for any questions. Just one second. Stand by. We'll let everything reset. I'll copy down some more folks and repeater systems that are checking with us here, and then we'll continue. All stations stand by. AB3WG, MDC, Section Echo Link Net. Okay, very good. Let's open it up to anyone would like to ask a question or has any comments for Marty. Please call now.
Beautiful Mike November. I'm just listening, fellows, and I heard you talking, so I came back to the radio room.
All right. Thank you, sir. Stand by, please. Anyone else, any questions for Atlantic Division Vice Director Marty? Okay, very good. Marty, we'll go back to you. Any final comments? And you're excused as required. And again, thanks for joining. KB3MXM.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you all. I want to use this word investment. You know, your investment in amateurs radio started with an interest, and then it started with training, and with a test, and then with your first maybe your first field day or first contest or your first club meeting, or something in amateur radio, and your investment continues as you improve your skill in amateur radio and emergency communications. And you endeavor to improve and acquire additional training and getting more privileges on the band. But I encourage you all to not only endeavor to persevere, but also to mentor. It's so important. Investment is about mentoring, and mentoring will pay dividends to everyone. So thank you again. I have no more comments to Chris. May I be excused?
Okay. Thank you, Marty. And as I said in the section news, thanks to both you and Bob for representing us here in the MDC section to the league. I know that's a lot of work and a lot of traveling. And remember, folks, everyone who's with us tonight, they don't just have our little section. They have six other sections that they're dealing with and lots of other folks like us who they represent. So thank you very much. Marty, you are excused, sir. 7-3.
Thank you all. Good night. 7-3s. KAB3MXM.
Okay, very good. AB3WG, my name is Chris. This is the MDC Section EchoLink Net. I would like next to go to our linked repeater systems, and I count three of them tonight. So I'd like to go to KA2JAI, then W3FDK, then N3XL. So we'll start with KA2JAI, and this is Anne Arundel County. Your comments, please give us your comments and then call your stations. I don't want to exclude you guys that are running these systems for folks. So KA2JAI, give us your comments and then call your stations, please.
Okay, this is N3FQC for the KA2JAI-R Echolink, as well as the 805 repeater and for the Maryland Mobile Ears, which also has the Anne Arundel County Aries. So I'm net manager for both the Baltimore Traffic Net and Anne Arundel County Aries. So first I'll go with Baltimore Traffic Net. Appreciate those who do it. And if anyone wants to get involved or stay polished up on passing traffic, and if they're in the range, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, City, and I guess Harper County, et cetera, can probably reach the Towson repeater 146.67, where we hold 6:30 every evening for full traffic net. And what's good about it is if you want to keep in shape on passing radiograms and traffic handling, this is a good thing to do, because when emergency comes around, that ability can stay sharp by participating, and when you're in need in emergency, this will help out a lot. And as far as the Anne Arundel Aries, there is a meeting tomorrow morning, and the person in charge and is going to give the presentation is none other than our AB3WG, and he's going to give us some information, a little presentation at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that'll be a Zoom meeting, I suspect, and if anyone needs any information on that, they can contact me. As far as check-ins, thus far, I have KB3KWT Paul, who's in and out, and so I'm now calling from any other check-ins on 805 machine or the KA2JAI-R. This is N3FQC.
November 3, Whiskey Oscar Foxtrot, no comments.
W3WF, thank you, Ron. You check in and out. Anyone else? Okay, there are no further comments, and Ron gives us, every month he gives us a Winlink exercise, and it's very helpful, and if you another thing, if you want to get involved in the Anne Arundel County area, he keeps you sharp on Winlink as well. So thank you for that, Ron. So with no further ado, N3FQC, back to next call.
All righty. Thanks very much, Don. And Don is on our section staff. He is the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager and doing a great job with that process. Runs each evening at 6:30 p.m. on the BARC repeater. Let's see if we can get John Creel in here. John, if you're on, your comments for the net tonight, please.
Well, good evening, everybody. Got home late from church, Stations of the Cross here in Lent on Fridays. WP3GXW. All is good. The Laurel Club will be testing tomorrow. As long as the RF spectrum is working, we will test, regardless of the weather. So come on down and upgrade your license. Other than that, please be safe. Looks like it might be a little bit ugly in the morning. 73s, everybody, and take care. WB3GXW.
All right. Thank you very much, John, and thanks, as always, for allowing us the use of this beautiful conference bridge. And all right, let's go to our next. I understand N3XL is listen only. Fine. Thank you very much for that. So let's go to the Frederick machine, W3FDK. Call, give us your comments first and then call your stations, please. W3FDK Frederick. All righty, we'll see if we can get back to Frederick. We've got another station that just checked in here. And stand by, let's go. Where was that? Yeah, Maryland FM, WA3DZD. Okay, stand by for that. Let's go ahead. Actually, let's go ahead now to There you are, WA3DZD, Maryland FM system. If you can give us your comments and call your stations. Maryland FM, please.
Yeah, good evening. This is John, WA3MNN. I'm late from work, so I just connected the repeater to the PC conference server, so we are online there. Name is John, caller is WA3MNN, morning. And I don't know if there's any other stations on, but I'll go ahead and take a standby, see if there's any other stations on the Maryland FM repeater system. Echo Link, that wanted to check into the Maryland DC section. Go ahead.
WA3KOK, check again.
Okay, Larry, WA3KOK, if you have any comments, go ahead. If not, we'll stand by and turn it back over to the net.
Frequency. No comments at this point in time. Go back. Go ahead.
Hey, anybody else on the Maryland FM repeater system using Echo Link or RF? Want to check into the Maryland DC section net? Nothing heard, so I'll pass it back to Chris, WA3MNN.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thanks for joining us and the folks on your system for joining us from Maryland FM Association system. Appreciate that. All right, let's go next to some of our other section staff members who have joined us tonight. And I'd like to start, please, with W3YVQ. This is Al Nollmeyer. He is our section traffic manager. W3YVQ, your comments, please.
All right, good evening, Chris, and all the fellows here from BTN and their other nets. Thank you for joining the conference tonight. I'm just going to go into a tutorial about how to send complex groups in a message such as 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can write that down five or six different ways. But I'll leave that for another time. If you're interested in dealing with the art form involved in sending groups that are permissible within a radiogram so that they're unambiguously copyable by the receiving station, stop by on BTN. And Nighty will answer any questions you might have about that. That's on the 6.67 repeater at 6:30 p.m. daily. And the processes we teach throughout the NTS here at MDC are how to format a radiogram, how to format a hybrid radiogram, which can contain email formatted text between the breaks, such as text that might be derived using a FL message from an ICS form, and how to format radio email messages, which we have pioneered bringing into the ARL field organization, using the radio email format of message. But on any of our voice and CW nets where we're handling radiogram or hybrid radiogram traffic, you need to know how to voice the groups you might encounter, as well as how to format the messages, of course. And that takes a little bit of learning. We've simplified the process dramatically over the past 100 years and made it more foolproof so that there is no ambiguity whatever in the protocols to send any legal group in the text of a radiogram to another station without any ambiguity whatsoever. That's something to think about in your area's testing and nets that you have within your counties from time to time, because it is not something that comes naturally to a brand new ham, but it's also not hard to learn. I hope everyone fares well in this mess tonight, tomorrow. 7-3-0, have a nice weekend. W3YVQ.
All right. Thank you very much, Father Al. We appreciate your work in the MDC section and your comments each month here on the section EchoLinkNet. All right, let's get, we've got a couple new stations checking in with us. Thank you all for joining. Let's go directly to, Jim, WI3N. Jim Cross, your comments tonight, please.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Good evening, everyone. I just want to make a mention that the ARIES-MAT group, that's an Atlantic Division group, we have been meeting monthly, and we're going to be changing to every other month now. So anyway, and I would urge folks that if you are not involved in emergency communications, I would hope you would check with your local county ARES group and sign up and get involved, because we really, really need more people, and we don't have enough. So that's about it. Chris, thank you very much. Sorry I was a little late. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate the work that you're doing for the section, Jim, and good to hear from you. All right, let's go next to KB3SPH. Jeff, great to have you with us. Your comments tonight.
Well, good evening, everyone. Looking forward to the Prince George's County ARES monthly meeting. It's on Monday, the 19th at 7 p.m., and on the agenda is on hand our WinLink training, and you'll be able to follow along if you bring your laptop with WinLink installed. We're going to go through some settings regarding finding your location and entering it into the system. Back to net. This is KV3SPH.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, one of our emergency coordinators. Appreciate the work you're doing and running your group. All right. Next, let's go to W3TDH. Tom, great to have you with us. Your comments for the net tonight, please. Okay, I see Tom listed here. We'll try to come back to W3TDH. All right, let's go to November 3 Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford, great to have you with us tonight. Your comments, please.
Good evening. Milford, November 3 Whiskey Yankee Golf. First of all, as far as the Bowie Wireless Association, we are going to take part again and the Bowie Fest on June 1st. That's the 47th year of that community group gets together, and we have a lot of fun. We make some contacts, and it's a very, very interesting group. I get quite a bit of interest wanting to know more about amateur radio at group finales like that. And as far as tonight goes, especially with the Weather Service has asked everybody to please move the vehicles off the road and on the driveways if at all possible. And again, it allows some extra time tomorrow morning. And since windy conditions are expected after the snow, be prepared for a few power outages. And with that, I'll pass it back. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
All right. Thank you, Milford. Appreciate that. And, yeah, Bowie Fest, I was at that event, I believe, last year, where I was able to meet Milford and some of the other folks that were there. That's a great event. That's a very big event. There's hundreds of people there at that event, all kinds of booths and shuttle buses running back and forth. That's quite an event down there, so highly recommend it if you're in the area. All right, next going to KB3SWS. Pam, thank you for joining and your comments tonight.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. The Winter Field Day weekend at the Nanjemoy Creek Environmental Education Center in Charles County was a success. We had 11 hams and 2 non-hams participating throughout the weekend, and they traveled from all over Southern Maryland just to spend the weekend with us. And back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Appreciate that update. And let's go next to WI3J. Stu, great to have you with us as always. Your comments tonight.
Well, good evening, Chris, everyone at WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, and I hope that those that had time permitting this week took advantage of the school club roundup. I was on there quite a few days, a lot of good activity, mostly on 20 meters, and it's always enjoyable, you know, no real pile-ups or whatever, and, you know, encourage the youngsters to keep at it with amateur radio, because they're going to be our next generation of hams if they stick with it, you know, going forward or whatever. So I enjoyed it very much, and I tried to make as many contacts as I should. And it was interesting. One youngster, adult, stepped in and says, well, he has to go back to class now, so he'll be QRT. So, you know, studies come first, but I thought that was interesting. Very nice. Back to you there, Chris, from WI3J.
All right. Thank you, Stu. Appreciate you being with us here on the monthly EchoLink conference. And next, I'd like to go to K3 Alpha Bravo Zulu. Mark, thank you for joining and your comments tonight, please.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I just enjoyed listening to all the information, and I will do my homework tonight for Marty. So anyway, no further comments. 7-3 everyone, K3ABZ, back to Net Control.
All right, thank you for joining. Good to hear from you. And next I would like to go to KC3OQP. Jeff, great to have you with us. And give us a sense of what's going on with the public service events, if you would like. And other comments, please. KC3OQP, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for doing Net Control tonight. It's good to hear everybody on here. Right now, the Anne Arundel Club has a Strider event, which is the Annapolis Strider Running Club, coming up on March 24th. Looking for a few volunteers. I pretty much almost have the whole list completed. Looking for a few bikers that can come out and do bike cam. Just monitor the course and everything. And then 2 weeks after that, on April 7th, we will have the Cherry Pit down in southern Anne Arundel. And also have another one on the 13th. We actually have two events, and we're looking for about 10 people, five for each one of them. So hopefully this is going through. I'm reading some of the comments here. It said, looks like a dead carrier timeout, and I'm hoping that's not me because I'm looking at my bars and it's moving right across. But other than that, that's all we got going on there. And again, Chris, it's always good to hear from you and a few others that I see on here. So back to Net Control, KC3OQP.
All right. Thanks very much, Jeff. I appreciate the work you're doing in the public service arena and coordinating a lot of that. I know that's a lot of work, and we appreciate you handling that for the groups that you work with. All right. Let me see if I can get W3TDH. Is Tom still out here? Yeah, he's still listed here. W3TDH, Tom, let's try one more time, please. Okay, we've got probably have some maybe a technical issue there. So, all right, I believe that's everybody on the list tonight. It's a quarter of, so I'm more than happy to give you back 15 minutes of the hour. Oh, thank you, Tom. Microphone malfunctioning, no worries. We'll catch you next month. Appreciate you joining and being part of our process. I guess my closing comments, it's been excruciatingly busy for me here this month. The section news was out late. For anyone who was late joining us, I do apologize for that. Try to do better next month. I was waiting for one more report that didn't materialize, so, and some of our staff is in other states. I know some of our folks went to Hamcation down in Florida. I didn't hear a report from that, but I understand it was well attended, so good on you if you got down there. I'm sure it was a lot warmer down there than it is up here. And so there's a lot of club stuff going on, and I have club presentations and meetings with staff coming up the end of this month, so lots of great stuff going on. Break. And So we're looking forward. I'm really looking forward to this month being over. There's just so much stuff going on and so many meetings and things that I'm involved in, which is great because that's what we signed up to do. So it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy doing it. So with that, let me ask anyone for any final comments, if you have any, or anyone I missed. AB3WG, anyone final comments, and before we wrap up.
Can you hear me now? W3TDH?
TDH, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I found the open in the mic circuit and apologize for that. Reminder to everybody, if you don't have a snowboard, you can use anything that is not close to a building and mark it off 2 foot square. And the reports need to go in every 2 hours if you want yours to be the most valuable. But even a total storm report come the morning is valuable. You just go to weather.gov/LWX, and down the bottom of the screen, it'll say weather, make report. And just click on that and give me a report, and all will be well. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Great to hear from you. And yeah, do mind the weather, folks. I'll go ahead and wrap this up. We'll give you some time back. I want to thank everyone for joining this month. It's a pleasure running this net for me, and I thank all the section staff that we have and the new folks that have joined us and everybody who joined us this evening on the section EchoLink net. So have a great rest of the evening. Be safe tomorrow. Stay off the roads. Probably the best idea. I know I will. And we'll catch you next month right here on the WASH underscore DC conference server for the monthly MDC section EchoLink net. AB3WG, my name is Chris73. Have a great evening.